Would your prospect be surprised to find out that they were in your CRM listed as an opportunity? One of the things I get asked a lot about is how to close more deals, how to speed up deal cycles, or how to improve deal conversion ratios, that sort of thing. So I thought it made sense to share some ideas that can help you make sure you're concentrating on the right things at the right time. Today, I'll share the big mistake people make that creates ghosting, slows down those deals, drags out your deal cycles, and reduces conversion. I'm Mark McGuinness, and this is the Best of Sales Skills podcast. Thank you for listening. Okay, so the big mistake I see lots of sellers making is they fail to recognize that the way you open a conversation or an opportunity has a direct impact on the speed and likelihood that any particular deal will close. A big thing to think of here is a prospect's intent versus interest. So are the people you're talking to have any intention to buy, or are they interested in listening to what you've got to say? This is really common, particularly when someone's got a new product, if it's a new company or there's a new segment involved, anything that's new, a bit shiny. From a buyer's perspective, I might be interested in your fancy new software, but I might not have any intention to make a purchase. And there is a really big disconnect and some confusion here from many in sales. So prospects will only move to a genuine point of consideration to buying your stuff once their status quo is upset enough to make them want to change. And that rarely happens with interest only. There needs to be some form of intent. Here's where it gets confusing. Your prospect might acknowledge that your software or your way of doing business is better than their current way of doing business, but unless that downside, and that downside we often call pain, so unless that pain is greater than the status quo, they're unlikely to move from their current supplier across to you, or from their current status quo, which might be doing nothing, over to you. Just because I'm interested doesn't mean I have any intention. So I might be interested because your software is brand new. Maybe you're a good brand, or you're a big brand, and I'm interested to see what they're producing. It might be that what you're selling is a direct competitor to what I'm using now, and therefore I might be interested in seeing what's going on. I might simply consider myself an expert in my field, or somebody that's knowledgeable in my field, and therefore I want to be across all the options in the market. And if you've got a new product or service, then I feel like I should be engaging with the company and be across that product or service. These are all valid reasons for me to listen to your pitch, engage on your social media content, or sit through a demo, right? But there's no intention to buy on any of those examples that I've just shared. And see, what typically happens on the sales side, if we have a conversation with somebody, carry out a demo with a prospect, and that prospect says something like, "Well, this is better than what I'm using now," and that they say that they're using someone that we would consider to be a competitor, then typically the salesperson places that prospect as an opportunity or a lead or whatever it is into their CRM. And then I hear 45 days later, that salesperson will complain that they're being ghosted by that prospect. Right? This is not true at all. They're not ghosting the seller in this scenario, right? The seller is trying to move the buyer to the next step without any evidence that the buyer is indeed a buyer, that they were interested. There was no intention. And I think a lot of people forget about this when they have a chat with somebody in the first instance. They forget, what was the pretense that I opened this conversation? And when you start ticking those boxes about, okay, are they in the market? Yes, they're currently using my competitor. Have I done a demo? Yes, I have. All of a sudden it ends up in the CRM because it ticks your boxes, but there is no intention for them to move forward. They're interested. So when it comes to closing and conversion, if you've opened a sales conversation based on interest without any intent, you're going to be better off looking elsewhere for a deal to close this month or this quarter. And just quickly, here's another way I like to think about it. On the buying side, if I was a buyer, in order for me to buy or to implement your solution, I need to agree to take some risk. Okay. And one of the ways I like to think about that risk is I like to compare changing any of my business processes to various medical procedures. So, a tooth filling is a very minor medical procedure. It's a short-term pain that's quickly forgotten. Take a couple of hours out of my day, spend a couple of $100. A sprained ankle, okay, is a genuine pain and will slow me down for 10 days to 2 weeks, depending on how bad the sprain is. But not a big deal. A broken collarbone is a 2 month major inconvenience. If you've ever had one of those, you know how difficult your life will be across those 2 months. Open heart surgery, for example, is to be avoided at all costs. So chances are the implementation of your software or your business solution requires your buyer to be prepared to undergo, some short-term pain, right? Maybe they need to be prepared to undergo 2 weeks of slowed down capacity. Maybe they need to be prepared to go 3 months of major inconvenience. Maybe it should be to be avoided at all costs. So any of these implementation pieces requires a big commitment on their behalf. So sure, your solution might be better, but is it worth the 3 months of reduced capacity and the pain that's associated with that implementation and transformation? Now, of course, your marketing team and your founder think it is. They're paid to be ultra optimistic. So getting back to the main point of this little chat. So if you can't outline what a very clear intention from your buyer, then there's probably no deal. So what I'd like you to do is go back to your pipeline and have a look at each opportunity and see if you can work out which ones have a very clear intention to buy, a very strong reason to buy, and which ones might be people that were simply interested. It's a painful task, and you'll probably end up removing a bunch of ops from your pipeline, but your future self will thank you for it. I'm Mark McGuinness, and thank you for listening.